WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Nicholas Kazan writes screenplays based on real events. At Close Range starred Christopher Walken as a criminal father who murders one son and is out to get his other son, played by Sean Penn. Patty Hearst, directed by Paul Schrader, told the story of Patty Hearst's capture by the Symbionese Liberation Army. Kazan's new film, Reversal of Fortune, is about the Klaus von Bülow appeal. Von Bülow was convicted of assault with the intent to murder his wife, Sunny von Bülow. She remains in a coma. The movie is based on the book of the same name by Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer who won the appeal. But the film is told from the perspective of Sunny as she lies in a coma in her hospital room. Kazan says he got the idea for this unusual perspective from the film's producer, Ed Pressman.
Ed Pressman would say to me, we sent this to Brian De Palma, and De Palma said he'd only do it if Sonny was the hero. And then Ed would laugh, this little giggle of his, like, what a crazy idea. But Ed kept repeating this, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting that he's repeating it. And I sat down to write the script, and I realized I had an enormous problem that basically seemed to be insoluble. A trial is an essentially dramatic form. Therefore, most movies that have something to do with crime or the law end up with a trial. My movie is about an appeal, you know, which is essentially about a 120-page document, not dramatic at all. And I realized that Ed's little voice and his giggle kept coming back to me, and I realized that the one perspective that no one in the audience had was Sonny's. So just when I was first trying to write the script, I had her begin the movie. I realized as I went on with the script that this afforded me enormous benefits. Mostly it kept bringing back the fact of this woman lying in a coma in Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. Usually in a murder case, the deceased is quickly forgotten, and the pain and so forth associated with someone's removal from this earth is forgotten. Whereas here there's somebody who's kind of the living dead, and continually coming back to her body lying there was a way of reminding the audience of sort of the emotional stakes of what was being discussed.
Your co-producer on the movie was Alan Dershowitz, who's
right.
The son of the lawyer Alan Dershowitz. And
right.
The son has a small role in the movie. I mean, not the actual son, but the son is portrayed in a small part in the movie.
Correct.
And the father, Alan Dershowitz, is portrayed in a major role in the movie.
Correct.
It must have been kind of awkward for you working with someone who's portrayed in the movie and also having him be the co-producer. You might have felt that you were expected to only show the positive side of those personalities.
Well, to a certain extent, my hands were tied less by Ilan's presence there than by Alan's skill as a lawyer. And I did have to portray Alan in a positive fashion. I should add that I after hanging out around with him and watching him teach at Harvard and watching him work on various cases, I grew to admire him a great deal. Had this been a fictional character, I would have been able to give the man perhaps more rough edges than I could under these circumstances. I was kind of in a catch-22. If I portrayed a fault that he did not have, then he would say, my God, you can't portray me that way. I'm not like that at all. And if I portrayed a fault that he did have, he would say, my God, you can't do that. I'm not like that at all. So,
Well, what official power did he have to look at the script and say, you can't do that. I'm not like that at all?
We could not portray him in a way which in any way besmirched his legal capabilities.
That was in the contract?
Yeah, that was in the contract. There was no, was an issue which essentially would not have come up. There was no point in making the film and making Dershowitz look like a bad lawyer. He's not a bad lawyer. It would have been foolish to attempt to do so. And as I say, legally, we could not have attempted to do so anyway. But he did not have any control over his character as it was portrayed.
Now, I want to ask you about an earlier script you wrote. You wrote the screenplay for a movie called At Close Range that was directed by James Foley and starred Sean Penn and Christopher Walken. from the little I've read about you talking about the movie, I think I probably like it more than you do. It's a movie I like a lot. You've been quoted as saying that you thought Sean Penn's ego got out of control, he was given too much power and he abused it, and that the script was really changed in the process.
Well, what remains, there are almost no words remaining in the film that I didn't write. I mean, there are a few improvised lines and so forth. But I do feel that there was an opportunity to make a really great film there, and what remains is, you know, a good film. But one of the reasons I'm pleased with The Reversal of Fortune is that audiences seem to find the humor in it. When we read At Close Range, when the cast got together to read that script, people laughed all the way through, and everyone finished and said, my God, I had no idea this was so funny. And the reason that they didn't have an idea was that the humor all emerged from character. There were no jokes in it. But the director and Sean Penn, for some reason, didn't have a sense of humor, or did not want, more likely felt this was a serious film and that somehow the humor undercut the seriousness, which I believe the effect is the exact opposite. The more extreme the emotional circumstances, the more the audience desperately wants a chance to relieve its anxiety, its tension, at least momentarily, by laughing at something. And so I felt that there were... I'm glad you liked the film. It's funny, I always feel I'm happy when people like the film, and I'm happy when people don't like the film. I'm happy they like it because I feel it's some of what my original script got through, and I'm pleased when I don't like it because I feel that it could have been so much more.
When you talk about the humor in the film, are you talking about, for instance, in one of the last scenes when Sean Penn is holding a gun to his father, played by Christopher Walken, and you know the father has like shot Sean Penn's brother, shot Sean Penn's girlfriend, and he'd really like to murder Sean Penn too. So finally, Sean Penn's got a gun on him, and his father says, Christopher Walken says, I got feeling for you, son. I love you. Is that what you want to hear? I love you. And it's really, in its own way, it's terrifying, but there's something very funny about it.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's that, you got it. I mean, as you were reading those lines back to me, I was laughing, you know, under my breath here, because, you know, it's there is something weirdly funny about that, and that sensibility was all the way through, but what will produce a laugh is extremely delicate. The difference between a line reading that will evoke a laugh and a line reading that won't is almost imperceptible to some people. And if people are not looking for that dramatic element, if they don't want to include that in the film, they can simply use what I would say not the actor's best take, or a take of the line which is good, but just the comedic element is slightly dissipated. The timing is slightly different from the comedic reading, and then people won't laugh.
Now, your father is the director, Elia Kazan. Did that make you interested in movies, having a father who made such excellent movies? I wonder how much movies were screened or talked about in the house, how movie-conscious you were growing up.
My father never brought his work home. He never lived in Hollywood. My mother, who's long since dead, was an unsuccessful playwright. And I found myself in college becoming a writer, essentially following my mother's footsteps. I wrote short stories that weren't terribly good. And then I started to write plays, which is what my mother wrote, and they were pretty good. Essentially, what I'm trying to say is... I made my own way.
Mm-hmm.
There is a certain glamour associated with the industry, which anyone would feel growing up. But in my family, they would always taunt me and say, "Your life is going to be a disappointment on your school teacher's salary after seeing all these famous people your father's associated with." And I would always smile and nod and file that away.
Have you felt prepared for some of the difficulties of working in the movie business? I mean, do you think that growing up in your family helped prepare you for the fact, for instance, that at least one of your script was going to be changed in ways you wouldn't like it?
The great advantage I had I lived in Berkeley at a few blocks from Patty Hearst's house, in a house with a group of people so that I could keep my expenses very low,
mm-hmm.
And worked for... 10 years earning what was by the government's definition, poverty level income, which was what I lived on. And I think that the advantage I had, having grown up in my house, was that I had this perhaps naive belief or faith in myself, and a belief that if I kept working and learning my craft, that I would eventually become successful. Nothing can prepare a writer for having their work destroyed. And in fact, that didn't happen a great deal didn't happen as much as it many years ago as it happens now. The films, I gather, in the old days were either written by a group of people. One person would write the structure, one person would do the dialogue, one person would come in and make it funny and so forth. But these people were all under hire, under contract, and understood that what their jobs were. Or if the writers who worked with my father essentially wrote the script, and that was it. There were not two or three other writers coming in behind them.
Well, Nicholas Kazan, thank you very much for talking
with us. Thanks, Jerry.
Nicholas Kazan wrote the screenplay for the new movie Reversal of Fortune. This is Fresh Air.